We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Down the stretch of the John Beilein era, most prognosticators picked Michigan to be pretty darn good in the way too early rankings, preseason prognostications, etc. Michigan rarely had the type of roster on paper under Coach Beilein that would be top of the line in a Big Ten or in a national picture. But he had the benefit of the doubt. Michigan had the benefit of the doubt that, yeah, things will work themselves out, and Michigan will be a contender in the league and nationally. For the first 2 years of the Juwan Howard era, that did not exist, and understandably so. First-time head coach, have to see how things go. But after last season, and certainly the year before too, when Michigan performed very well, won the battle for Atlantis, had some ebbs and flows to that season, but still, it was a very positive experience. And then last year, getting to the Elite Eight, winning a Big Ten regular season championship, you saw that benefit of the doubt, that belief, that understanding that things would work out. You saw that in the prognostications, even though, let's face it, Michigan lost a lot. 5 of the top 8 players on an Elite Eight team, on a Big Ten regular season championship team. So that brings us to what happened on Sunday in Las Vegas. Michigan falls 80-62. The Wolverines will not be number 4 in the AP poll coming up on Monday. And hey, that's okay. Rankings at this point don't matter. Rankings barely matter on Selection Sunday as long as you have a seat at the table. The benefit of the doubt was extended because people believe Juwan Howard and Michigan will figure this out. That doesn't mean it's going to be figured out in the late stages of November. There is time. There are more opportunities. We haven't even gotten to the first Big Ten game of the season. Yes, Sunday was not fun. Yes, this team has a lot of work to do. But based on what Michigan lost, and compared to last season's team with all the experience that Michigan had returning, this was going to be a little bit of a longer process. This team is not quite fully formed. Talented? Of course. Filled with potential? Absolutely. Still a ways to go? No doubt about it. And Sunday certainly proved it. 80-62. Arizona wins it over Michigan in the Roman Main Event Championship game. Terry Mills and Juwan Howard coming up here on this post-game edition of Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
Sunday's one of those examples of a game where, as you're watching it, you're holding out hope, but it just doesn't feel right. When Eli Brooks splits two trips to the free throw line, it just doesn't feel right. When Hunter Dickinson had a point-blank layup, and it somehow did a 360 around the rim and popped out, it just doesn't feel like your night. When you have probably the best offensive sets of the game coming out of halftime when it was an 8-point game and you had a little bit of momentum after a missed wide open three and then an Eli Brooks bucket to cut it to 8 at the half. But you have those good offensive sets, and yet at the first media timeout of the second half, you were outscored 16-11 and you were down by 13 all of a sudden. It just doesn't feel like your night. And it wasn't. This was a really impressive performance from an Arizona team that will be ranked pretty highly, I would assume, coming up on Monday, and deservedly so. They're 5-0. They shot 50%. Unlike on Friday against Wichita State, they did not allow Michigan back into the ballgame. And listen, there were some positive performances. You know, Eli Brooks, again, I mean, he's a stabilizing force on this team. He's got double figures in five straight games for the first time in his Michigan career. I like some of the minutes that we saw from Frankie Collins after not playing in each of the previous two games. This is going to get figured out, though. But Sunday wasn't it, and this team is going to embrace that. They are going to try to correct that, and they have some opportunity. I think this is a really fortunate part of the schedule for this ball club, to have a game on Wednesday at home against Tarleton State, and then to have, in essence, a week to work in advance of a road trip to North Carolina. And there's a lot to do, and that team will not run from it. The coaching staff will not run from it. And this is a chance with three more non-conference games before that quick little two-game dip into Big Ten play. It's a chance to get right and to get in some practice time, because it's one thing to go up against yourself for 5-6 weeks of kind of that full practice workload late September into early November in the regular season opener. Now you got five games against real-life opponents, and Michigan's 3-2. They've got a lot that they need to correct. But this is a chance to really feed off that film, and this is a game where I'm guessing the coaching staff will have the ability a month, 2 months down the road, if things trend toward a game like this, they can point to this game and say, you don't want to feel like that. You don't want to have that happen again, do you? It'll be interesting to monitor, but this is a tough one, but it is a learning experience and then some. Michigan falls by 18 to Arizona. Those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear from the national champ, Terry Mills. He chatted with our network host, Mike Morabito.
Terry, a much different pace game than what we saw Friday night, or I should say Saturday morning against UNLV. A Wildcats just proven to be a little bit too much for the Wolverines tonight.
Yeah, well, you knew coming into this ball game that the Wildcats were a team that wanted to play up-tempo, and they imposed their will on Michigan, and Michigan just wasn't able to sustain it. You know, I thought the Wildcats did an excellent job at pressuring Michigan, and it caused them all type of problems. But, Mike, this is a game that the Wolverines can go back, look at on film, and can learn from.
It absolutely is, getting the chance at a Power 5 opponent, one of the better teams out in the Pac-12. And as Brian Bush kind of alluded to, you got to tip your cap to what Arizona was able to do on both sides of the basketball. Shot an even 50% from the floor at 33 of 66. They did struggle from downtown, just 3 of 21, but it proved to not really make a difference in this one. Was there anything that you were seeing, especially in that second half, where the Wildcats just kind of just blew past Michigan coming out of the break?
Yeah, I just thought it was their pressure overall. You know, their double teams were very strong. They were doing a lot of blitzing the basketball on pick and roll actions, and it was just giving Michigan all type of fits. And you just got to be strong with the basketball and be aware of where those double teams are coming from, and you have to make those adjustments as a player. Your coach can give you the information, but you've got to be able to go out there and make it happen.
Well, they, of course, fell to Seton Hall earlier in the week, getting a chance against an Arizona team that you would expect would be in the top 25. Not that the early season rankings mean too much at this point of the season, but a chance for Coach Howard's bunch coming in two games in 3 days. You get that preseason tournament feel, something that, of course, they're going to experience more and more once you get to February and March.
Yes, I mean, I really like our non-conference schedule. I think it's going to prepare us for the Big Ten going forward. And, you know, it's just something that Michigan's going to have to work on. It's going to take some time, and not going to happen overnight. And all I tell our fan base all the time is hang in there with us, because it's going to take some time. And I alluded to with Brian, just like when you even look at some of these older guys that they're playing against and look at our young guys, it's just a big size difference as far as, you know, girth, maturity. You look at our guys in the face, extremely young men, very talented, and I got all the confidence in the world they will get better.
And now, and the good news, of course, plenty of season left. This really just in the beginning stages of this basketball season. Looking down the stat line, and it's easy to kind of play hindsight with the stats, of course, but the bench production compared to what we saw against UNLV, I believe just 18 points off the pine tonight. No one really was able to really get anything going. We saw Musa Diabate in that game against UNLV kind of really coming, not coming to his own, but have a strong showing, and it just seemed like the starters weren't getting a lot of help off the bench tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to find your role, find your niche, and then you need to get some consistency coming off of your bench. Diabate played an excellent game against UNLV. You know, not so much here today, but you've got to find your niche and find out what you can do to help your basketball team coming off of that bench.
Well, you mentioned the non-conference schedule ahead. They're two games away on December 1st to play at UNC. They have Tarleton coming up, though, this upcoming week on Wednesday. How do you kind of refocus after being out west here in Vegas, now shifting back to Ann Arbor, getting back on campus, and you know, pick it up from this loss tonight?
Well, you know what? You just got to get back right on the saddle. And you know, it's probably going to start. I'm sure the coaching staff is going to be breaking down film, you know, on the plane as we're going back, and understanding that, hey, you got to get right back in the saddle. This is not where you lose a game, you get 10 days off to get ready for your next opponent. No one's feeling sorry for you. No need to hang your head, and got to get ready to go to face your next opponent.
Terry Mills, after Michigan falls on Sunday to Arizona. Now let's hear from the head coach, Juwan Howard.
With Coach Howard, after the Wolverines fall to Arizona, Coach, in the first half it was back and forth. Second half, Arizona kind of pulled away. What was the difference in half number two?
Well, the difference was they play harder than us. They out-coached us, and unfortunately, that wasn't the Michigan team that I had knew. First half, we was not connected as we should have. I thought there were moments when defensively, when there was accountability being said, we didn't accept it. And, you know, that's where, you know, I felt like I was, that wasn't the team that I've been used to, that I've grown to know since the start of July 1st.
How did Arizona's height make things difficult in this ball game with some of the turnovers and some of the chances they had in the paint?
Their height did bother us. A big reason is because we forced some things. You know, whether it was driving to the basket and not hitting the open man when the man, whoever that particular player was, instead of the driving kick was available and we did not take advantage of it, we tried to force plays over top of their length, which is exactly what went into their hands, and that's their strength. Their length as far as having rim protection. There were moments with how they beat us on the glass, as well as the paint touches on the drives, as well as the post-ups with their duck in. So give them credit. You know, they beat us in all the muscle areas.
What must your team learn from this experience, and what can they hear in the next coming days?
Well, you always can learn. You're going to learn from wins, and you can learn from losses. And we're going to go back home and seeing how, watching the film and what areas we can improve on. And, you know, there are a lot of areas I can point out right now, but I'd rather continue to share that with the team on when we get back home in Ann Arbor.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's face it, you don't want to really hear the highlights from that one or the recap. I don't. It wasn't a fun one. Michigan lost by 18. There was the reaction. We'll bring the highlights back coming up Wednesday when Michigan's back at Chrysler Center as the Wolverines will take on Tarleton State. That's it for me, Brian Bush. For Coach Howard, for Terry Mills, for Mike Morabito, thank you so much for listening. Big week coming up on MGO Blue Podcasts. Talked about that game on Wednesday. We'll have the post-game edition of Defend the Block. And outside of that, pretty much wire-to-wire football with the game, a Big Ten East Division Championship clash coming up on Saturday at the Big House. We'll have it all for you covered right here on MGO Blue Podcast. Thanks as always for listening, and go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGO Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.